Recently, they took a survey of the most annoying word of 2010.
最近呢，大家做了一个调查，就是这一年当中最讨厌的一个词。
Guess what it is? Guess what is the single most annoying word spoken by many, many people this last year?
你知道是哪一个字吗？是哪一个字是很多很多人都在讲，是个非常讨厌的一个字？
It's the word whatever.
那就是这个说随便啦。
When you hear someone say whatever, what are they really getting at?
当你听到这个人说随便的时候，你觉得他是在说什么呢？
They're saying it up. I care, but don't really believe it. I really don't care at all.
就觉得说他并不是说真正关心这件事情，他觉得无所谓。
It's the opposite of being involved or committed to anything.
就好像你不想对任何事情做出你的那个，就是你要自己要放进去，把你自己放进去。
Which brings me to what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this Sunday before Christmas.
这就是今天在圣诞节之前我想跟大家分享的信息。
I want to tell you the one and only thing that God will not tolerate from anyone this Christmas is for someone to say whatever to the story of Christ.
我想跟大家讲的是，就是有这么一件事情，就是神对这个事情是绝对不容忍的，那就是说你觉得说无所谓。
I invite you to turn your Bibles to just one verse, John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14.
请大家打开圣经，再回到刚才我们念过的约翰福音的第一章。约翰福音第一章，我们只要来看第十四节。
John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
For a few minutes this afternoon, we're going to take a look at this verse because this verse tells us John's version of the Christmas story.
那这里呢，我们要跟大家分享这一个经节呢，就是真正讲了约翰他要想跟我们分享的这个圣诞节的意义。
And as we look at this verse and John's telling of the Christmas story, we're going to see the one thing you can't say to his telling of the story is whatever.
所以约翰要跟我们在这里分享的这个故事，圣诞的故事呢，就是你可以看到，这不是说一个无所谓的事情。It's
interesting that John actually hits the rewind button in the verses before verse 14, and he goes all the way back to creation.
在这个十四节之前呢，他就带我们回到了就是这神造天地的这个之初。
And what he tells us in the first three verses is that creation was the outpouring of God's incredible love for this world.
他就告诉我们说，就是神造这个世界，他就是将他所倾注了他所有的爱。
If you want to know how passionate God is for this world, just take a look around and look at the beauty of this world. It is a demonstration of how passionate God is for this world. Creation demonstrates His outpouring of love.
如果你看看这周围这个美丽的世界，你就看到神是多么的爱我们，他造了这么美丽的一个世界给我们。And
then in the following verses that were read earlier, we're told that when the fall occurred, when we rebelled against God, what did God do? God came to rescue His beloved world.
当在这个世上的人在背叛他的时候，你知道神是做了什么吗？他来到这个世上来拯救我们。So
you see, when we rebelled against God, God didn't just simply shrug His shoulders and say, whatever, you know, you're going to clean up your own mess. Instead, He came to rescue his beloved world.
所以当我们在这个世上背叛他的时候, 神并没有说, 随便你们去了, 他而且是来到了我们中间, 他来拯救我们。
Okay, so then for a few minutes, that brings us up to verse 14, and then we're going to take a look now at John's version of the Christmas story.
那我们这样再回到这14节, 就是约翰要跟我们分享的这个圣诞的故事。
How's he start? He says, the Word became flesh.
他说了道成了肉身。
What does that mean? Listen to me. That means this. God became man.
他这个是什么意思呢? 道成了肉身, 他想要告诉我们的是, 就神, 他变成了人来到我们中间。
I want you to get the bombshell implication of this. When it says the Word became flesh, God became man, that shows us how tremendously significant the human race is to God.
这里讲到了道成了肉身, 神就他变成了人来到我们中间,就是看到他是如何的爱我们。
Look, I've discovered something about human nature. Every human being yearns for significance, for meaning in his or her life.
那人呢,他都会想要看他在他生活当中的那一些特别的,就是对他有特别意义的事情。
I was reading an article recently in the Financial Times, which talks about the fact that today in the West, consumer brands have become the new religion.
那最近念到了那个财经新闻里面讲到了，就说那些商业的那些品牌呢，变成了人的所崇拜的东西。
In other words, people in America today turn to brands for meaning, for significance in their life.
那今天的人们呢，他们对那个那些品牌的崇拜呢，变成他们生活中的一部分了。
Now, let me just give you an illustration.
让我们来看看这样一件事情。
I don't know how many of you are Macintosh users.
我不知道你们多少人是用那个电脑是Mac的那个品牌，苹果电脑。
But according to this article, it pointed out that Macintosh users have actually become a cult in America.
那讲到很多在美国用这些苹果电脑的人呢，就是他们become cult.
A cult, yeah, like a religion.
Okay, 他们就变成了非常崇拜这一种电脑。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我来解释。
Okay, look, as Christians, we put our faith in a Savior, Jesus Christ, right?
你看我们的基督徒们把那个我们的信仰放在神，就是信仰神。
But if you're a Macintosh user, you also put your faith in a Savior. His name is Steve Jobs.
那就是如果你是这个Macintosh这个电脑的用户的话呢，你是把你的诚信的放在这个Steve Jobs这个人身上了。
And as Christians, we'll all fight evil, right? But Macintosh users also fight evil.
那我们基督徒也是对邪恶做征战，但是用电脑的人也是对病毒做征战。
What's evil to a Macintosh user? Microsoft and Bill Gates.
那苹果电脑的用户呢，他们所跟他们有冲突的是什么呢？就是Microsoft，就是微软的那些电脑。
And this article, I didn't write this article, this was written by a secular writer. He said that there's a fanatical spreading of the gospel, because what is the gospel? To become a Macintosh user.
那就变成说，这个就是很多人就是这么崇拜这一个电脑，就是变成了这个Mac电脑的用户。
You see, in America today, we all worship brands. We're trying to find significance in brands.
那我们现在呢，现代人呢是对品牌呢是相当崇拜，而且特别呢就是重视某一些东西的品牌。
You say, well, I wouldn't. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have a pair of Ralph Lauren sunglasses or a pair of glasses from Target?
那就是有问你一个问题，就是说你情愿有一个 Ralph Lauren 牌子的这个那个太阳眼镜，还是说在 Target 店里面随便买一副？
You see, we're all seeking for significance, and we're seeking significance in some God. And when the Bible says that the Word became flesh, it's saying significance can be found in the fact that we're incredibly important to God.
那个，你看，当我们在那个生活当中是寻找那些特别的东西，特别重视的东西的时候，看神他在那个变成了人来到我们中间。他是多么的重视我们。
Let's get back to verse 14 again.
那我们再回到十四节。
Notice it says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory.
他这十四节告诉我们，道成了肉身，来到我们中间，住在我们中间，给我们带来了荣光。
When it says the Word became flesh, literally that means God pitched his tent among us here on this earth.
这讲了神那个他住在我们中间，就是他讲他将他的那个帐篷就建在了我们的中间。
And when you think of God pitching his tent in the Old Testament, instantly you ought to think of what? You ought to think about the tabernacle, right? In the wilderness.
那就是说，你说神来住在我们中间，你直接你就会想象到说，在那个旷野当中，他搭了帐篷在那里。
And then John goes on to say, and we've seen his glory. You ought to think about something. When you think of the tabernacle, you also ought to think of the Shekinah glory that stood above the tabernacle.
所以在你那个看到他说的神带来了荣光的时候，你就说在他的那个旷野里面的帐篷，你就看到那个光照在那个上面。
You remember that Shekinah glory, that bright cloud that stood above the tabernacle, that represented the presence of God with his people here on this earth.
那这个你就想象这个荣光照在这个上面，就是证明了，就是代表了呢神在我们中间给我们带来的光。
I don't know if you remember, but when Solomon finished building his temple, remember that glory, that Shekinah cloud came into the temple? Do you remember that?
还记得那个所罗门把那个造了这个那个教堂以后，就是那个有这个那个光照在这个上面的这个景象。
And you know what happened when the cloud of glory came into the temple? The priests who were in there freaked out because the brightness of that cloud was such they came running out of the temple. They couldn't abide the brilliance of God's light.
就是在看到这个在他们那个看到这么强的荣光照到这个教堂的时候呢，他们就是无法，就是非常惊讶，就是无法那个接受这么强的光。
And when you read these words and we beheld or saw his glory, you should also remember another Old Testament episode where Moses one time said to God, "Show me your glory."
那我们又回到以前的那个旧约里面讲到的，就是摩西向神说，就是显示你的那个荣耀给我看。
What was Moses asking when he's saying, God, I want to see your glory? He was saying, I want to experience ultimate happiness. I want to experience the joy of seeing the glory of God.
在摩西在跟神说他要看到他的荣光的意思是什么呢？他就是说他要感受到这个看到这个荣光的这个幸福这个这一种感觉。
A couple of weeks ago I found out that I've joined the cancer club.
那几个礼拜前呢，牧师去了一个那个
cancer
那就是癌症病人的。
It's not serious, it's just skin cancer.
就是那个皮肤癌的那个。
But as I was undertaking this minor surgery, you know, the surgeon turned to me and he says, "How are you doing?"
那个去那个医院那个外科医生就说，你怎么样啊？
I said, "I'm doing great."
那牧师就说，很好。
Then I said, actually, what I'm doing now is I'm using this time to plan my message for Christmas.
那他说我其实在用这个时间，我在准备那个圣诞节所要讲的那个信息。
And you know, he's sort of backing off, right? He goes, a minister, you know, he's going to get in to talk about Jesus. And I said, yeah, what I'm going to talk, I'm thinking right now about preaching on the pursuit of happiness at Christmas time.
那外科医生呢就说哇这个牧师大概又要开始跟我传道了那牧师马上就回答说是啊我这个圣诞节我想要讲的就是跟大家分享这个快乐是什么
And you know, he's really dead silent now. So I tell him, I go on, I say, what I mean is, I'm planning to talk on Christmas about how pure joy is found alone in Jesus Christ.
那那个牧师呢，就讲了这个，外科医生就很安静，就不说话。那牧师就继续说，他说我要跟大家分享的就是说，在这个时候，在圣诞节时候来感受这个真正的纯洁的这个这份喜乐跟快乐。Obviously,
the surgeon thought I was nuts because here he's performing surgery on cancer. I'm thinking about pure joy.
那这个外科医生可能觉得说我这有毛病了，是还在那个癌症的那个皮肤癌的手术，还在那里想象那个喜乐。
You see, that's what John is getting at when he says, we have seen his glory.
你看，这就是约翰在这里想告诉我们的，我们已经看到了这个荣光。
You see, for 3 years they walked with Jesus Christ and they experienced the incredible joy that only Jesus can bring into a life.
在那个就是经历了这个三年的跟随神的那个走的道路上，他就看到了这个荣光，给他带来的那个喜乐。
That's why in verse 4 you'll notice John says, in him is what? In him is life.
那就是第四节说，他说，在他就是生命。The
word life in the Gospel of John is used, get this, 54 times. John is saying, not only do we find eternal life in Jesus Christ, but we find real life, we find joy in Christ alone.
所以我们在这个生命呢，已经在这个圣经里面讲到过无数次了，不只是讲到那个永，就是那个永生，还讲到了我们真正所能够感受的生命。If
I can kind of sum up my attitude towards Christ and Christmas this year.
如果要讲我是怎么来对待那个圣诞节这样子的情景的话。
Did you see where the Hallelujah chorus came to a food court in a mall somewhere in North America?
在北美有一个那个购物中心里面呢，就有一个叫那个哈利路亚的那个合唱团，他们就到了那个购物中心的那个吃东西的地方。If
you haven't seen it, it's on a video, it's on YouTube. And in fact, it's gone viral because it's an incredible, incredible sight. Of the Hallelujah chorus being sung in a food court in a mall.
那这个呢，你可以在那个电脑、那个网络的 YouTube 上可以看到，就是他把这个是当一个新闻放在那里，就说是哈利路亚那个合唱团那个在那个购物中心里面唱声是这样。It's
important that you get the scene. The scene, as I say, is a food court, and everyone's, you know, stuffing their faces and eating or standing in line waiting to eat.
那你就可以想象，在那个购物中心的食物区，那个广场，很多人都在吃东西，在排队买东西吃。Now
then, all of a sudden, there's this girl in her 20s who's on the cell phone and sort of poking at her food, and all of a sudden she puts her cell phone down and she jumps up and she starts to sing Hallelujah.
那这有一个那个二十来岁的女孩子呢，她在吃东西，又在听那个讲那个手机的时候，哎，她突然就把这些东西都放下来，就跳起来说哈利路亚。And
then an instant later, there's this guy also in his 20s wearing a sweatshirt hood over his head and beard, couple of days of growth, and he stands up and he sings and he joins her in singing Hallelujah.
那另外一个男人呢，满脸胡渣的一个男人呢，哎，突然他也在那个站起来，他也是那个加入说哈利路亚。
And then over here, it's a middle-aged couple standing in line waiting to get their food, and all of a sudden they join and they start to sing, Hallelujah!
那在排队的一对中年夫妻，他们俩在排队买食物的，他们也加入了，也说哈利路亚。
And all of a sudden, the whole food court has come alive with people standing up here and there, and they're singing the Hallelujah chorus.
那突然呢，你就看到了这个，在这个食物广场，这里的人也站起来，那里的人也站，大家都开始唱那个哈利路亚。
This had been planned by a choral group from Canada.
这是呢，是由加拿大的一个合唱团，那个是计划的。
But as I was watching this video, I was fascinated by the response on the part of people who are not part of this and who are sitting there eating their food in the food court.
那这里呢，就是也那个讲到了他那个反应，就是那些坐在那个食物广场在吃，他们不是这个合唱团的人，就是他们就是在那里吃饭的人的一个反应。
There was one teenage guy who turns to his girlfriend and said, That's good, man, that's good.
那有个那个十来岁的那个年轻人就跟他转过头去跟他的女朋友说，哎，这个还不错哎。Then
their little kids, you know how little kids, their eyes get wide open with light. Man, their eyes are popping out as they're listening and watching these people sing the Hallelujah chorus in the food court.
那你就看到那些小孩子呢，眼睛睁得大大的，就是很惊讶的在看那些人在唱那个哈利路亚的歌。And
then there were others who stood to their feet.
那还有其他人呢，就是那都站起来了。Just
like King George II did when he first heard the Hallelujah chorus back in 1743.
就好像乔治王在那个1743年的时候，那个乔治王听到这个哈利路亚歌的情景一样。
And you could see others that were really fighting back tears.
那你又看到不少人呢，就是他们真的是含着眼泪在听的。Just
as the composer of the Hallelujah chorus, George Handel, did when he first heard it. He wrote it, and a tear streamed down his face as he heard it, and he said, Because when I wrote that, when I hear that, I feel like I've seen the face of God.
那乔治呢？他那个在听这个第一次听到这个那个哈利路亚这个歌的时候，就泪流满面。他是写了这个，但是在听的时候是多少的感动？他好像感受到神在他身边。And
I remember as I was watching this video, it was really early in the morning. I started to get goosebumps. Tears came to my eyes as I heard that choral group thunder out those glorious words.
牧师也非常的感动，看到了这一段的时候，他还觉得说：“哎呀，那个好像就是神的荣耀，就是在他的身上说。”It's
too bad we can't sing it, but you remember how it goes, and he shall reign forever and ever, right?
那这就是我们没有办法在这里唱，所以他真的是就说能够永远的能够来那个显示他的荣耀。King
of kings. And Lord of Lords.
他是王中之王，那个祖宗之主。
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's the reason, folks, that this Christmas you cannot say whatever to Jesus Christ.
这就是这个圣诞节我要跟大家分享的，就是你不能对神说无所谓。
Because he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords, and he's going to rule forever and ever, and he wants a response from you this Christmas.
因为他是王中之王，他是我们的生命的主宰，我们在生命当中是不能来获取神的存在的。
Have you ever done business with Jesus? Have you ever said to Jesus, I accept you as my Savior? And my Lord, that's what you need to do this Christmas if you've never done so.
你有没有对神说你要接受主来做你的那个接受神做你的那个救世主呢？就是做你生命当中的主宰呢？如果你还没有做的话呢，请你在这个圣诞节的时候呢，请你向主接受主。
Merry Christmas.
祝大家感恩节圣诞节愉快。